summer. The summertime when the weather is ice. Summer days drifting away. All through this month, we're talking with different musicians about what songs actually say summer to them. And our guest today is a singer-songwriter born and raised in New Jersey, currently living in Brooklyn, New York. Sharon Van Etten singing One Day from her second album, Epic. Sharon recently toured in Europe with The National, playing a series of shows for South by Southwest and finished up with a 25-stop North American tour. And boy, is she tired. She joins us in the studio. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, you're one of those musicians who is so busy on the summer music scene that what's one of the reasons we thought you probably are one of the best people to kind of define what summer music sounds like. I mean, is there a different sound to a song that goes over well, say, on a hot stage on a July day than something that maybe is better to listen to when you're cold inside your apartment in December?
You know, sometimes you just want something easy listening, kind of like slow rocking, kind of a lull.
Relaxed. You
know, slow
back.
Fan.
Well, we have two categories of songs here. It looks like we've separated them into your music memories, things that bring back memories of summer for you. Is that right?
Yes.
And then songs that you're actually listening to this summer.
Correct.
All right. So let's start with your music memories. And here's one that possibly could be a lot of people's lists of things that remind them of summer. As Leslie Gore, why does this one bring back memories of summer for you?
Because me and my sisters and my mom used to listen to records and sing along all the time.
And you listen to this one and you're thinking of summertime when you hear this.
Yeah, totally. We had it on repeat all the time. Taking road trips, we used to sing along together and do harmonies and stuff.
Does your sisters and your mom sound as good as you do?
Yes.
They do?
Yes, they do.
Because that doesn't always happen.
Sometimes they don't admit it.
Okay, so here's another one that you picked that reminds you of the summertime. I've got Dungeon Master's Guide. I've got 12-sided die. I've got Kitty Pryde. Okay, that's Weezer singing In the Garage. And I got to ask you, did you play Dungeons & Dragons when you were younger?
I actually didn't. I didn't, but I regret it. I think I fell in with the wrong kids.
Really? Why does this one say summer to you?
I just remember my first high school boyfriend and I would just ride around in the car with the windows down in the suburbs of New Jersey and listen to records all the time. And this was one that was high in the playlist when I was a kid.
Blast it through the speakers and annoy all the,
oh, yeah,
the people
totally.
In the suburbs.
You know, drive down to 78 without a care in the world.
Take it to the Jersey Shore, I guess. That's Weezer. We've heard Leslie Gore, Weezer. And now one that, you know, I gotta say, this one's right on. I must feel silly asking you why this reminds you of summer, because it reminds me of summer, too. I mean,
totally.
Talk about a song to blast out your windows.
Yeah, driving to the beach in the summertime with your friends and the Jeep Wrangler.
This one, I imagine you didn't sing along with your mom.
No, but, you know, maybe now she'll want to sing along to it.
That is Beastie Boys and Hey Ladies. And again, the Beastie Boys do have kind of all of their music kind of has a summer feel to it to a certain extent.
Definitely. I think it's really catchy.
All right. So those were the three music memories. These are the kind of things that kind of, I guess, remind you of your younger days and summertime. Now we're moving on to the songs that you're actually listening to this summer. And I actually don't know either of these tracks, so I'm glad that you brought them. Here's Ostra and Lose It. Tell me about this track and this artist.
The band is called is Ostra from Canada, and just as a side part, like just for fun, I've been learning how to do MIDI programming, and my friend Derek in Toronto and I are really into kind of post-punk kind of electronic music, and we would send each other tracks back and forth all the time to get each other into new music, and he sent me this, and it just I thought it was amazing. I really liked the Zola Jesus record, and he countered it with this band, Ostra from Canada, who's really amazing. And I jog to it sometimes because the whole record is just so epic.
Well, in case you don't know what she's talking about, MIDI is a musical instrument digital interface. I think that's right. I'm not really sure. Our director is nodding his head. I think I got it right. That lets you use electronic instruments to program and use your and play around with them on the computer.
Thanks.
Ostra. And that particularly, do you think that's particularly a summer song?
I think so, because, I mean, I could probably go into fall or something, because it's not like an introspective song like winter might be, or spring
even.
Yeah,
that's true.
But it's kind of celebratory and kind of dancey, but it's still...
A little bit upbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. I wouldn't have picked, if I just played that track for me, I wouldn't have said Canada.
I know.
I would have said, like, Germany.
Because it doesn't feel polite.
No, it doesn't really.
It doesn't.
All right, let's go to your fifth selection, and this is, I mean, am I saying it right? Why Oak?
Yes.
Why Oak and the Altar. Okay, now this one, you can actually feel the heat in this song. I mean, this feels like you're kicking back in a hammock. Who are Why Oak?
White Oak is Jen and Andy from Baltimore. They're a band I've gotten to play with quite a bit, but also they just put out a new record on Merge, and it's so incredible. Her voice is just so deep and sultry, kind of southern, like born and raised down there, and they just have the most amazing live shows ever.
So when you're putting together, your summer playlist, or to go out and play at Bonnaroo or wherever it is that you're playing, is it a different feel to the songs you pick as opposed to, say, if you're going to play in some smoky club in November?
Yeah, I guess it's, you know, day to day, you don't know how you're going to feel, you know, but you want to feel inspired, you want to feel upbeat, you want to feel positive, but you also want to be a little mellow. You don't want to be freaking out. You don't want to, like, go on stage, like, running or something.
Some people do.
I guess maybe I need to get in that.
Yeah, well, you got to, you know, to a certain extent, you have to, a lot of the concerts are open air. You got to have something that's going to carry.
Yeah, next time it's like the WWWF playlist or something.
There you go. Well, we're speaking with Sharon Van Etten. She's recently toured in Europe with The National. What we're hearing right now is definitely one of the songs on my summer playlist. In fact, if you go to YouTube... Seriously, sit down and watch all the different versions that she does of this song, because they're all different and they're all great. Sharon Van Etten, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
I think our director is enjoying that music very much and want to go back to me talking. But we want to get your summer playlist. What would be on your mix? Say for a summer road trip. What if you're going to be stuck on 405 in California for hours? What are you listening to? Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE. You can even sing it for us. Post it to our site as well at thetakeaway.org. John Hockenberry will return next week. In the meantime, have a great weekend. I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.